customers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers!
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we welcome you in to the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show here on 99.7 The Boot. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Well, tell you what, tough night for the Bombers. They kind of went cold for a little bit there, in the especially in the third quarter. And give credit to Greene County Tech. They were fighting for every rebound. We'll go over some of those rebound numbers in a moment. But one of the keys for them was all the second chance opportunities that they got with all those offensive rebounds. Real quickly, before we go any further, over on Class Kits 101.7, Mountain Homes girls and Harbor are tied at 58 with 5 seconds left. In the regulation there, so that may be headed for overtime. It'll be interesting to see how that one turns out. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. We've got to go with Jackson Corp for Mountain Home. He ended up leading the way with 30 points this evening, and real efficient from the field. It's not from the free throw, and that's where he struggled a little bit, but otherwise he had an incredible game this evening. Looking at the rest of the game stats, brought to you by Baxter Health and Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. Corp was one of three players in double figures for the Bombers. Rhett Gilbert ended up with 12 on the night, all from behind the arc. And also, Blaine Tate had 11 points before he fouled out. And also Ryder McClain with 4, and the same thing for Tyler Podwaski. All of Mount Holmes' points came from the starting 5 this evening. For the Golden Eagles, Noah Oswald led the way with 25. He was one of three players in double figures as well. Carson McDaniel had 15 off the bench. Landon Morton with 14 on the night. 9 each for Luke Cancilla and Kaysen Scott, 3 on the evening for Connor Jarish, and 1 for Parker Harris. This game had 10 lead changes and 3 ties, all of those in the first half. Rebounds, that was the key for Greene County Tech. They ended up with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 34 rebounds compared to 18 for the Bombers. So, Tech using their size advantage and making sure they get every second chance opportunity they possibly could, and it paid off. Turnovers, that's where Mount Tom did a little better. Mount Tom was handling the ball. Mount Tom ended up with 9 turnovers on the night, and Tech had 17 this evening. So with the loss, Mount Tom is going to fall to 2-3 on the season. Greene County Tech is going to improve to 5-2. Over on Class Kids 101.7, I just found out that that game is going to an extra period. Game time 58 at the end of regulation. So they'll put another 4 minutes on the clock and head to overtime over there at the Pioneer Pavilion on the campus of North Arkansas College in Harrison. It looks like a good game to check out as soon as we're done here. So go over to Class Kids 101.7 or the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube and catch the tail end of that game. As for the Bomber boys, again, they're 2-3 on the season, and their next game will come December 5th, as a week from Thursday. They'll be playing their first game in the Billy Ply Memorial Tournament over at Flippin. It'll be at 5:30 in the new gym, as they will take on the Rebels from Highland. We hope to see you out there. It's not too far a trip, but if you can't make it, we'll have the game for you over on Class Kids 101.7. And streaming live at KTLO.com and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. So, again, Mount Tom suffers the 15-point defeat. That's going to wrap up the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Keeping Your Life in Motion. And that's also going to put an end to tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Sammy Raycraft, my producer, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at 99.7 The Boot, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final sports night from Eagle Arena on the campus of Greene County Tech High School in Paragould. The Greene County Tech Golden Eagles 76 and the Mantinal Bombers 61. Good night, everyone.
Gainesville Mountain Home.
The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you.
Yeah, I'm here. All right. Oh man, I'll see if I can do that real quick. Hey, I really appreciate your help, dude. Bet.